Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. Today we can safely say that most economies are based on interest. And not only in non-Muslim countries, most Muslim countries also, the situation is the same, that interest is something which has become part and parcel of the economic system of that country. So therefore, there are a number of questions which have arisen regarding interest, and people today justify in the taking of interest also on various grounds. Now, one of these justifications which we're going to deal today in this talk is that people say that this interest which is charged by a person who lends money is actually a penalty which is imposed on the borrower for not returning that money back on time, and therefore it is absolutely justified. Now, the situation is that if the deal between two people is such that you lend some money and you tell the person who borrows that money that if you do not return the money on time, then I will charge you, for example, 10 rupees or 15 rupees extra, and this would be a penalty, then of course this cannot be objected to. This of course is a penalty imposed on the borrower. However, the situation of interest deals is absolutely different. It is not that a penalty is charged once that time limit is exceeded. This penalty, if it is to be called a penalty, is charged in all cases. Thus, for example, if money is borrowed on interest, and even if it is returned before time or on time, then still a person has to give that additional amount. So therefore, this is an entirely different situation, and this cannot be regarded as analogous to the interest-bearing dealing. However, as I said, that if a person says that he lends money simply on the basis that if the borrower does not return that lent money on time, and then he's going to charge a penalty on the borrower, this of course cannot be objected to. But as I said, interest-bearing transactions are absolutely different. In those transactions, this penalty is imposed in all cases. Even if, when the borrower returns the money on time, is this penalty imposed. So therefore, the two cannot be regarded as analogous, and this justification towards interest cannot be accepted at all. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ